Do you ever have soil that would be like part sand and part clay?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, on gray land, we always call it.
If you had land that was a little bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation, you wanted to grow stuff, what would you have to do to it?
You'd have to drain it.
How would you do that?
Cut a ditch where the water would get out of the land and run on off to dry it.
What do you call a narrow little bit of water that flows in and out with the tide?
It flows down well.
In and out as the tide comes in and out? What would you call that?
It's a tide. I wouldn't really know. I'm not acquainted much with the land and water.
Well, what would you just call a little stream that ran, you know, just a little tiny one? What name would you call that? Just around up here.
Branch.
What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a creek or a stream? If there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out a channel across a road or a field, what would you call that?
A ditch.
Is there anything smaller than a branch? Like what other kinds of bodies of water would you have around here?
Well, branch is about as small as a stream as there is. And then finally formed a creek. The creek formed a river. All branches, the head start from a spring.
And then they run into... If two branches ran together, what would you call that?
They'd form a creek. Creek then. Way back years ago, people didn't have any wells like I've got out here. They used water from springs. The springs are almost in the hollow.
Yeah. What are some names of some streams and creeks around here?
Well, the largest creek, Wee Edgar. That's the Indian name. And this one, y'all across this side of the river, Whitewater. And then just above there, known as the Briggin Creek. And then one up here in my old place where I was raised at, Caney Creek. Noted for a tall cane.
What kind, did Indians used to live around here a long, long time ago?
Well, they did up in my old country. There was a few.
What kind of Indians?
I wouldn't know the tribe. There was very few there when my grandfather settled up there. There's a creek over there, I forgot about it. Over near Weird Creek called Gus Creek. That's named after an old Indian that lived over there. I've heard my father say, he heard my grandfather say he lived in a little wigwam by himself, right on that creek. Didn't do anything but hunt and fish.
And what's the name of it?
Gus, G-U-S. I've known several people named Gus.